I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junk's text line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can always text us 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Lido Pizza, always a hit. I had a lot of Lido Pizza over the weekend because we had 20 girls over to the house for an 8-year-old birthday party. Yeah. I ordered Lido Pizza.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And I ordered 3 large.
Yep.
Got through 2 of them, so there's a lot of leftover.
Perfect.
Nice.
You know what? You always end up over purchasing when you have a party at the house.
Yeah.
And that's better than not getting enough.
Sure.
But when you have to figure out how much the little kids eat,
yeah.
Lido's great because the squares are small.
That's right.
But at a party, they still only eat like 2.
I know, but the leftovers are just spectacular. So
don't even need to heat it up. Just grab it right out of the box in the fridge. Eat some cold Lido pizza.
We just finished last night.
Spectacular.
I hope that some of the pizza you ordered had the thick cut pepperoni on it.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay.
I mean, for kids, you tend to buy a lot of cheese.
It should be cheese, so 2 cheeses, and a pepperoni.
It was 2 cheeses, a pepperoni with half green pepper on the pepperoni.
It's pretty good, too. I would take that. All right, prepare to be entertained. It's time now for EB's entertainment page.
All right, Cakes, the entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask with my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll set you up. Of course, you can always check them out online. Check out their entire selection at BMWFairfax.com. Used, pre-owned, new, all that stuff right there. All right, you remember we talked about Kim Delaney, the hot cop from NYPD Blue back in the day? And she was arrested for domestic violence with her husband. Apparently, more details are coming out. And according to TMZ, Kim Delaney and her husband were fighting for 2 days before they were both brought into the police station. I believe she was arrested. I don't think he was. And reportedly, what happened is she tried to run over her husband in her car.
Oh.
And then he has video. He showed the cops the video.
That sounds like it has escalated past a regular, skirmish between
the couple. That's like a 2-day, who knows what was going on. And I guess he had left at one point, and then when he came back, she tried to run him over. Who knows? So bad news over there. Just more details on that. The Justin Bieber stuff, it looks like where there's smoke, there's fire. Drab, do you have an opinion on this? He keeps putting out these Instagram videos where he just looks terrible. He looks gaunt. He looks hollow-eyed. Yesterday, remember the story was that Hailey Bieber unfollowed him. She later put out a statement, said, no, it was just a glitch.
Okay,
you ever had
sure.
that glitch, Cakes, where
yeah,
you,
I'm sure
someone
it's just
was unfollowed?
Yeah.
I don't know. He looks terrible. Have you seen any of these videos? Have you seen any? What do you have an opinion, Drab?
I mean, if he's battling addiction, then
looks like he's in the throes of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he's getting some serious help. And I mean, it really is none of our business. I know everyone like is attacking him, and I don't know. I mean, he doesn't look great. I'll
he
say
looks
that.
Terrible.
But,
I feel bad for him.
Yeah. I mean, I hope everything's all right. But
does
yeah,
he still put out music?
Well, suppose he's been working yeah. on an album.
Yeah.
He's supposed to put out something, you know, I think fairly soon. But yeah, he looks terrible. You know, remember they did one of those. He did that YouTube series years ago. I remember my daughters were watching it. I saw a little one of them, and he would have to. He had all these things he had to do because I think he had a pretty strong opioid addiction. Mm-hmm. And one of those things he got into, like, you know how Gilbert Arenas would get into one of those things you sleep in with the oxygen chamber,
like
thing?
A hyperbaric
yeah.
chamber.
Yeah, he was doing all that. He was doing all kinds mm-hmm. of stuff. I think.
Look, the reality is most child prodigies, whether they are athletic prodigies like Tiger Woods. Or a musical prodigy like Justin Bieber, they never really end up well-grounded, normal people. It's tough.
It is tough. By the way, I don't know why this comes to mind.
You become very rich, and there are some great benefits, but you don't live that normal existence.
I thought there were some theories he had another illness. It wasn't an addiction.
Well, remember, he
I'm not saying he doesn't have an addiction. I thought there was another
illness.
Remember,
his face got, like, paralyzed?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a bad case of Bell's palsy or something.
Right.
So he didn't tour for a while because of that.
Okay.
Here's why I get hesitant on commenting on stuff like that, because everyone said the same thing about Chadwick Boseman, and he had cancer and died.
Right.
Yeah.
And everyone was just making jokes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that leading up to it, they were speculating on him.
Well, nobody was speculating cancer. Everyone was just speculating, what's wrong with this guy? He needs to eat something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. You just don't really know what's going on with people, so you just hope for the best.
Right.
And he has a right for his health issues to be private.
Right, right.
Well, I mean, everybody does.
And also, I mean, clearly there's something shady that was going on, you know, with that whole, like, Hollywood situation, Diddy, and, like, when he was a teenager.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I clearly
I'm sure there are tons of stories.
He had some abuse issues there where he was the victim. It sure seems like it from afar without knowing anything. Sure seems like it. Cakes, Linkin Park, are they having trouble drawing fans? They originally scheduled to have a September 13th concert at Dodger Stadium. It's now been moved to the Intuit Dome due to low ticket sales.
Mm.
The former venue, Dodger Stadium, you know, has about 56,000 seats, while the new one only seats 18,000.
Well,
I thought Linkin Park...
It might have been aggressive to book Linkin Park without Chester Bennington in the Dodger Stadium in the first place.
I thought everybody liked the new female lead singer.
Well, I think they do, but do they like her enough to fill a baseball stadium? I don't know. That seems like a big ask.
Yeah. That's going to sound totally different.
Now,
by the way, the Intuit Dome, like you said, it holds 18,000 people. Like, there's no shame in headlining, like, a basketball arena.
No.
No, but when you're having a homecoming concert and you had plans to sell 50-some thousand tickets,
well,
it's kind of a
when the ticket demand is soft. Would you rather play to 15,000 people at Dodger Stadium and have it look empty, or 15,000?
No, it's better to do it.
It looks pretty packed.
Of course,
in a hoops arena,
it's just embarrassing.
But if I'm getting relegated to the B side, of the venues.
Is there any way you can play? Emily Armstrong is the new singer, correct?
Correct.
Is there anything you can play with her singing? I haven't heard them.
No, we've played it before.
Let's play it again.
Yeah.
The sound was similar, just obviously a different voice.
I guess they're slashing
play
ticket
in the end,
prices.
But with Emily Armstrong.
And I don't know how much, like, what do you call it? The band that goes on before, Cakes.
The opener?
The opening act affects it, but Queens of the Stone Age is no longer going to be part of the bill, so maybe that also is impacting ticket sales. I don't know.
I can't imagine people buying tickets to go see Queens of the Stone Age.
A loyal base,
they do,
but maybe
but
small.
If I'm Linkin Park, I need to have a bigger opening band than Queens of the Stone Age, personally.
So Linkin Park did release a new album with this chick Emily Armstrong in November of 2024. I think it's called From Zero is the name of the album. So if Valdez is looking for, so I know we've played songs over the last year or so of her. You just don't remember, Jay.
But I want to hear in the end with Emily Armstrong.
Yeah, you want to hear her singing the OG hits.
Correct.
No, she sounds pretty freaking good.
I'm sure she does.
Although I've heard like even dudes do Chester Bennington, and they sound pretty good too. There are some guys that are just freaking sick that can do that.
But the guy, the key to that band, Mike Shinoda. Is it Shinoda?
I think it's Shinoda, yeah.
Stud.
He's a genius.
Stud.
Did he write the lyrics?
I don't know. I'm sure he had a hand in it.
She's got kind of a deeper voice. Sounds pretty good.
It's not bad for
sounds
live.
Very good.
Sounds really good.
I'm sure when you listen to her recorded version, sounds even better.
They're not all playing basketball arena still, though. I mean, they're playing Wembley Stadium in June. So, and that's one of the biggest stadiums
in the
world.
Pretty big one. That's a pretty big room. Last time
I think they're doing just fine. It might just be an LA show that's not doing great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. All right. So, Sydney Sweeney, we've been talking about her for a while, Cakes. You know, Valdez and Drabby, they love those jugs. They're jugs guys.
Yeah, they're the only two.
they're saying now they know why she called it off with her former fiance, businessman Jonathan DeVino. They've been engaged since 2022. They're dating since 2018. Cakes, you care to guess why they called off the wedding?
I'll go with irreconcilable differences.
No.
That old school one.
No, that's like a divorce thing.
Why they called it off? It would damage her film career.
You know what it sounds like? She just kind of was just kind of over it, not ready to settle down.
Ah, okay.
And the pressure of putting the wedding together and everything made her feel like, according to a source, that things just weren't right. You know how you get a little uneasy maybe as you put everything together? You go, am I doing the right thing here?
Right.
Am I really marrying this dude? And so
cold feet.
Yeah. She got cold feet. And they said that she'd actually, you know, they say she's not out of love, but she wants to work, and she wasn't necessarily gung-ho on getting married right now, and it seemed like it wasn't making sense. Like, why am I doing this if I'm not super motivated?
Got it.
So I don't know if she really is seeing that dude, Glenn Powell, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
That she's been photographed with recently. I think maybe they had a wedding.
Is Glenn Powell the actor from Twisters?
He is. That movie is
Top Gun.
That movie.
Top Gun, yeah.
Twisters. Very overrated.
That's what
Not
you said.
Not nearly as good as the original.
Well, they were in a romantic comedy together.
That's correct.
A year or two ago.
Yeah, right.
Making out and all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Valdez, do you have some of this audio from American Idol? So I have to say I'm all in. You know me. I'm all in on it. Now, they're out of the audition stage.
Okay.
They're now into where they bring the big theater. They did it last night. They had 150 kids in there, and they got rid of half of them. Right there. One night.
Yeah.
Got rid of half of them. But there have been a few auditions that I guess some people have been impressed with. This one was a different song that they did. This is, I don't want to say what the song is. Can you just play it for me, Valdez? This kind of surprised the judges. This was it wasn't like a classic, like a Whitney Houston song or anything like that.
I've been waiting all day for a Sunday night. The tough get rough in a primetime fight.
All right.
It's more than a game. It's everything's right. That's why we're waiting all day for a Sunday night. All right, what a night. It's finally here. Sunday night football's kicking in our gear. The stars have arrived. Come on, get up and cheer. The NFL's best have come to play. Just one thing left to say. Waiting all day for a Sunday night. The tough kid rough in a primetime fight.
I don't even know which chick this was. I saw this. I can't remember her name, though.
I'm surprised that American Idol, that's a Fox property, would allow the NBC Sunday Night Football in America song to be played on their air.
You kind of forget.
Kind of surprising.
You kind of forget how, like, mega famous Carrie Underwood is.
Well, I mean, that song is a banger.
It is a banger, you have to say.
It is. I try never to hear it because I just want to sit down and watch the game. I don't need to see all
the opening.
I don't need all the lead up. I don't need the highlights and the montage. give me the game.
No, no. I want to skip all the talking heads and just go to that song. Play the game.
No, skip the song, skip the setup, give me the kickoff.
You guys actually ricked me about a year ago. We ranked the opening songs for NFL, and you guys ranked the song fourth.
And what were the others? The class, the original
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
The original
Fox
one is
CBS.
Okay. I love that. What were the others?
Fox and CBS.
What are they? I don't know. You have to remind me what they are.
Well, they're just instrumental.
Well, there's Monday Night Football.
There's no lyrics
obviously.
In those.
These are iconic too.
Here's
but
your
I
NFL
have to say,
and
I do
Fox.
Love the Carrie Underwood. It's hard to compare.
Whoever wrote that is a freaking genius.
That is so
silly.
I don't know. But doesn't Monday Night Football, didn't they have like Snoop Dogg and somebody else doing it this past year?
Well, they've gone through a lot of different variations
over the
years.
Did they have Waylon Jennings for years? Was that Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football, I believe.
Yeah, but this is
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams.
Sorry,
yeah. I got my country stars
mixed up. This is the old school, like original Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Like to me, this is
Howard Cosell.
Iconic.
This is the one.
It's hard to compare with the Carrie Underwood because she's like singing and making a song.
Yeah,
I do like it, but it's not.
These
as
are
iconic
still much better.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean these are.
This is just more like.
I mean, Carrie Underwood's fine, but I don't need.
You hear this?
To sing
you think
this.
About highlights. I mean, growing up, when you'd have halftime. And they would do highlights of the other games. That was as much as you saw of the other games.
Oh, yeah. Who wrote this? Do you have...
Waylon Jennings.
I don't know the difference. Let's make some noise. Tonight we separate the men from the boys. So this is Hank Williams.
Not a...
Carrie Underwood greater than Hank Williams.
Little too cheesy.
We like it loud.
It's
fine.
You know what?
It's fine. I remember Carrie Underwood way better.
Trying too hard. That's a classic example of trying too hard.
You guys are sleeping on the CBS college football intro.
Can you play it, Valdez? I'm definitely sleeping on it. I can't identify it right now.
Yeah, you're just
if I hear
disrespecting
it,
all the college.
I know what it is.
Well, I instantly love it.
It used to lead into all the SEC games.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is good, too.
It's spectacular.
I'll be honest, the fact that CBS now has Big Ten games instead of SEC games kind of tilts me. It kind of rakes me, Graf. Are you with me? You're shaking your head,
with
too.
You. Like, I need Vern and Gary when I hear this song.
When I hear this song, I need it to be Florida taking on Tennessee.
Yeah. I used to love
that. It shouldn't be Iowa taking on Wisconsin. It doesn't. I'm sorry.
Times are changing,
fit.
My friend.
It just doesn't fit. Change the music.
Mm-hmm.
That music belongs with an SEC game that kicks at like 4:30 on a Saturday afternoon. Not some
3:30.
3:30. Sorry,
I'm with you, Jason.
Not some Big Ten game where there's snow all over the place. No, thank you. Get that out of here.
Whoever composed those,
they're just geniuses.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Those all those instrumentals destroy Carrie Underwood.
I don't know. I love the Carrie Underwood, but
I mean, she's hot.
Different. It's just totally different.
She's nice to look at, but I need all those other. Soundtracks.
Speaking of the SEC, during your commercial break film study, which is coming up in about 25 minutes, you'll be breaking down a quarterback from the SEC. Not going to tell you who that is yet. So that's coming up at 8:45. And at 9, we'll talk college hoops with Randolph Childress here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is more a visual thing than anything, and we're about to get into some Jonathan Allen audio here, but when I look towards the producer studio, in the reflection, in the glass, I see the Ovi goal tracker, by the way, which we have, we have radio exclusivity as far as having this digital goal tracker in the studio.
I saw Locker has one.
That's what I was told by Drab T-shirt. We have radio exclusivity as far as having one of these.
The station, Crane Danny have it too.
But we have squatter's rights on this amazing goal display tracking Ovi's goals. When I look in the reflection, I see two it's backwards. So I'm every time I look towards Valdez, I see a two instead of a five. It's a backwards five.
Well, I need Ovi to break the record because in our industry, red lights are like bad.
Okay,
and so every time I look up, I see the red light up there behind Eric, and it makes me think the mics are on.
Okay.
And then I can only imagine curse words and whatever going off over air during break.
So we love the Ovi goal tracker, but for at least a few people in here, it's triggering Valdez, and it makes me think that Ovi's actually closer than he actually is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully he gets a little closer tonight when they take on the Bruins.
That'd be big.
They're at Carolina tomorrow night.
Do you want a win or a loss and an Ovi goal?
Oh, that's a good question.
I would think you would want a loss and an Ovi goal because more important for you since you're going to New York.
I'm resigned to pretty much not seeing him break Gretzky's record on Long Island this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he has a multiple goal game over the next three, then it's on. But I just feel like he slowed down a little bit to the point where I'm not going to see it, which is fine.
He needs five and nine.
It's okay. It's not all about me. It's about Ovi. It's about the Caps. I understand. I'm just telling you that when I look over at Valdez, I see a two instead of a five.
Well, do you think we should repurpose that for wins to go when they're in the playoffs to hoist the Stanley Cup?
Hmm. So, I think that's a great idea.
I like that.
It would take
16
wins. Start at 16 and tick it down?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that a lot, actually. We can do that. We get extra use out of the Ovi goal track.
Yeah, I know. I don't want it to be...
You need a tape over goal?
And just, tape over, put wins.
Put dubs. Dubs to go. That's our new project for the postseason.
Or should we go 1 to 16?
No, because it's to go.
I like the countdown.
So we're counting down.
Yeah, okay, the countdown's good.
Here are the iconic places that also got an Ovi goal tracker.
All right.
I think it's pretty cool that we got one.
All right.
Well, us, Monumental.
Yep.
TNT.
Okay.
And ESPN.
That's pretty good. We're pretty good company.
Pretty good company.
Ben's Chili Bowl.
All right.
DC institution.
Museum of Natural History.
Okay. Smithsonian. I've heard of the Smithsonian.
The Portrait Gallery Museum Store.
You think those guys care?
I don't know that I've ever been there.
Portrait Gallery.
I know, but they're putting them in like iconic places.
I don't know if I've been to the Portrait Gallery though. I'm sure it has amazing artwork.
Union Market.
They should put one like at the Lincoln Memorial.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah. The more that you tick these off, the less exclusive.
Drape it over Honest Abe's neck.
Yeah. No, I think it sounds better this way.
Okay.
I mean, they're not every Tom, Dick, and Harry got one.
So we've got like one of eight or nine. That's pretty good. I'll take that.
And Drab's taking pride in the fact that we're the only radio station.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. One with the caps.
We have worldwide radio exclusivity to the OV Gold Tracker.
Speaking of, we're going to be doing the All Cast. I think our final one of the year, right?
Friday night, yes.
Big guest booked.
Oh, really? Can you tell us?
Can you update?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you right now.
Ooh,
yeah.
Let's guess.
Is it a hockey guess or just a sports guess?
Who am I?
Jason can't guess.
Jason can't guess.
Oh, because he was involved? Jason was involved.
Originally.
All right, you're out. You're out.
All right, I'll ask a question.
So it's obviously some geeky sports
guy. Is it a former Washington Capitol?
No. Well, we will have DSP on, I think, too.
Okay, but the person you're talking about. Okay, not a former Cap. Care to hazard a guess? We're asking a question to try to...
It's going
to
be like Ryan Zimmerman.
Whittle it down?
I don't know. If Jason helped book him.
I don't remember this.
Has this person ever been a guest on the show before?
Yes.
Hold on. Is it the person I gave you the number and we tried to get him originally and he couldn't come? Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, I know who it is. Now, I'm 98% sure I know who this is.
Jeremy Roenick?
JR.
Yeah. JR. Oh, okay. That's a really good booking.
He's great.
Well, I thought I gave you that number.
Roenick is great.
They played the Blackhawks on Friday night.
Yep.
Well, I hope he calls. You think he'll lock in? That's the only thing with Roenick.
We'll see.
Walt Williams, we were supposed to have Walt on last time we did the Wiz Altcast, and Walt's signal couldn't have been worse.
That was terrible.
He was like from in Florida or something. He tried. He made an attempt. God love him.
But he's not a wizard with tech.
Well, I mean, if you have bad signal, you got a bad signal.
Correct.
He's a wizard with the ball in his hand.
Very absolutely.
True. Very true.
All right, we wanted to get into this Jonathan Allen audio that he, I guess, gave to the Vikings recently. He was giving praise to his former team, the Commanders, for the way they handled his release. Here's Jonathan Allen, your new Minnesota Vikings defensive tackle.
Why are you in a new situation, would you say, Jonathan?
I mean, in the NFL, it's very hard to play your entire career on 1 year. You know, new regime came in. They had a path that they wanted to follow, and I wasn't a part of that. So, I mean, I got to give them a lot of credit for doing me a favor and releasing me when they did. But, you know, things just didn't work out for whatever reason. But super excited. Super, super excited to be part of this new team and reunite with Coach O'Connell. And, yeah.
I mean, I was around the Vikings for a weekend in London last year. And the vibe was awesome. You know, I mean, you could just sense it. You could sense the energy and the communication skills and the message from the head coach permeated everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Coaching staff and the locker room, you could see it. You could feel it. And I'm wondering if you got that sense even just in the first few conversations you've had with the Vikings.
Yeah, one of the things that was very important to me when I was looking for a new team is I wanted to go to a team that had the right culture. The NFL is already hard enough. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to go to work with an organization where guys are only showing up for paychecks. They're only worried about personal numbers. And the culture is just not really what it needs to be to win. I mean, it's hard to win without a good culture. So when I talked to Coach O'Connell and Coach Flores and just all the guys over there in Minnesota, it really felt like they were building something special and they had built something special. And I just wanted to be a part of that.
You know, he gets added to a defense that was already pretty good. They finished fifth in points per game last year at 19.5 and gave up the second fewest rushing yards, 93.4. So they're adding him and Hargrave to that defense. That's going to be a tough unit to deal with.
The question is, who's going to be their quarterback?
Well, I mean, all signs point to J.J. McCarthy.
I know it points that way, but until Aaron Rodgers signs with another team, I think it's still a possibility.
Yep.
Maybe it's an outside shot, but still a possibility. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do offensively. But, yeah, I mean, I hope Jonathan has a really big year. We like John.
No, he's a really good guy.
I wish for nothing but the best for that guy. He's been nothing but cool to us over the years. And you want to see him.
He's a good dude.
Just have you continue his really good career.
What was your statement you said about Aaron Rodgers?
Just don't know where he's going to sign.
You still don't think it's going to be Pittsburgh?
I mean, could be.
You saw the reports that he had a workout apparently with DK. He was one of the guys he was throwing to.
I did not see
that. I don't know if it was only DK or he was just one of the receivers that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly, I think they were out in Southern California just working out. And it's kind of a coincidence that DK, he's throwing a DK.
Yeah.
Maybe see if they have a little chemistry.
I mean, that's certainly one of the two or three spots that he could sign with.
Yeah.
But he hadn't signed yet, so any of those spots
if
are still a possibility.
If I spend top 10 draft capital on a quarterback and he's ready to play, I can't hamper his growth by signing Aaron Rodgers. I've just got to hope that my scouting is good and that J.J. McCarthy's going into a really good system for quarterbacks, which has borne out over the years. Look at what Sam Darnold did in that offense last year. And you got to have faith in your guy.
Remind me when he got hurt. Had he played a preseason game or two and showed a little promise?
I think he got hurt. I don't know if it was in a preseason game or like an off-season workout. I can't remember the exact timeline of his injury.
Maybe I'm just making this up. But I felt like he had some flashes in the preseason before he got injured.
I'd have to look up his preseason game logs.
Making that up. But I felt like I remember seeing a play or two that he made. Maybe he had a good second half of a preseason game or something. I don't know. I probably just imagined it. Probably not true.
Yeah, I'm looking up his game logs for the NFL. No available information.
Yeah, but they don't have preseason stuff?
I'd have to do some real digging for that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, speaking of digging and quarterback prospecting, when we come back, EB will give his commercial break film study of Jalen Milroe coming out of Alabama. He'll have a breakdown on his skill set next. And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Randolph Childress, hoops analyst for ACC Network here on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Game's
strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for EB's commercial break film study as we get closer and closer to the 2025 NFL draft. I believe it's being held in Green Bay this year. If memory serves correct. And it's in less than a month, so it's coming. It's creeping.
Yep. 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
Yep. By the way, our buddy Zach Kruger did hit me up during the break. It said, I was right about J.J. McCarthy. He did play a preseason game where he was 11 for 17. He had 188 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. I think I remember that. I think maybe he started off with a pick, and then he finished strong, right? And so there was some promise there. That's what I vaguely remember. And then at some point, then the injury obviously occurred. So I think they have like at least some reason for some optimism. They've seen glimpses in the past pre-injury anyway. See how that goes. All right. Give you my commercial break film down here. Film breakdown of Jalen Monroe. Born December 13th, 2002. 6'2", listed at 217 pounds. Alabama for 4 years. He was the 2021 Cotton Bowl. He played in the Cotton Bowl Classic. Played in the 2022 and a national champ. He might not even have played in that one very much. Sugar Bowl, Rose Bowl, Senior Bowl. I was actually stunned when I looked at some of his numbers. Like, I didn't realize he was such a big rushing threat. KXC had 20 rushing touchdowns.
Yes, he did.
In 2024, which
tasty.
I know you love.
I do love that.
For his career, he threw for 45 touchdowns with 20 interceptions. Kind of, you know, it's okay, but it's nothing staggering. So the first game I pulled up was the Vanderbilt game. I think it was maybe week 4 or week 5. I don't know, something like that. And his first two throws,
that was a huge upset.
Were not great. First throw was like screen pass. It was tipped. Second ball was forced, tipped, and intercepted. I don't know. In general, I looked at a little of the Georgia game. He lit up LSU, by the way, rushing. I think he rushed for 185 yards against LSU. Had 4 touchdowns. His arm, to me, just seems like it's okay. It's certainly not a rifle. I mean, I've seen him stick some throws, you know, 20, 30 yards downfield, but it feels like the ball sails at times. There's a lot of, like, short stuff to the receiver. And I wasn't initially impressed with him, actually, as a runner. That's why I was kind of surprised when I saw his overall numbers, because I saw him get caught from behind a few times when he was trying to break out of a collapsed pocket. But certainly he could create space with his legs in the pocket. He showed rushing for over 1,500 yards in college and 33 touchdowns that he can create with his legs. He's more of a power runner, it seems like. He'll lower his shoulder on you. He is faster than I first thought. You know, there's a couple plays there where I see where he gets to the edge and then he just sprints down the sideline and he can take it to the house or for a big, big, long gain. I just don't know what to make of him as a passer.
He might be like a Jalen Hurts when he gets to the league.
It's possible. It seems like his arm is okay, not elite. I don't know what he's great at throwing the ball. He did throw 20 interceptions in college, which I think is kind of a big number. I mean, it's not horrible by any stretch. I don't know. I have no idea. Jason or Drabby gave me his, I guess maybe his stock improved with his Alabama Pro Day. I didn't want to read it. I didn't want to be biased, Cakes. My guess is he'd be maybe a third, fourth, fifth rounder in that range. I don't know. Maybe they got him on going higher than that, but that would be my guess.
What's your grade? I don't know where. Yeah, what's your grade? I'm going to guess 67.
I'm going to say, because of the rushing, I'll give him a little bit of a benefit. I'm going to say 70.2.
All right, 70.2. You're in at 70.2.
I feel like he's like a mid draft, like third, fourth rounder.
For some reason, I could see the Steelers taking him. I have a vibe because the Steelers needed a quarterback. Now they may get Aaron Rodgers, but that's not a long term solution.
Yeah.
So you draft Jalen Milroe.
He's way faster than I thought.
And you hope to turn him into Jalen Hurts, who had some similar questions coming out of college passing.
Maybe.
I think he is a bruising runner, but I'm watching highlights. He's just blowing by guys with the speed.
No, he's an exceptional.
I didn't know he was a 4.3 guy.
Yes, he's very fast.
What's your what's
70.2.
I know, but what's your label on him?
I don't know. I feel like he's a mid, like a third or fourth round guy.
His career arc. Backup. Like, you think he'll just be a career backup, spot starter? You think he'll?
I think eventually he'll get a chance to start. I don't know how he'll do.
The NFL has a prospect grade of him 6.14 with the description good backup with the potential to develop into starter.
The Steelers could.
Yeah, I don't think he's a start right away guy. I think he would be developed for a couple years and then you throw him to the wolves and see what you got.
Developmental starter.
Yeah, if you have an established veteran, he's probably a good mid-round pick that you try to develop into something.
So he's graded between Bailey Zappi, who was a 68.5, and Malik Willis, who was a 75.
Well, both those guys aren't very good. So
Malik Willis had a bit of a bounce, though.
Yeah, he did.
He had a shaky start to his career, but under Matt LaFleur in Green Bay, when they called upon him,
at times he was pretty good.
This guy's elite athleticism, I think, might separate him from those two guys. But I don't think his arm is special.
What were you going to say about the Steelers, Jason?
I was going to say the Steelers may look at Jackson Dart as well.
That's true.
If they have Jackson Dart rated higher, and I'm guessing they do, then Milroe, they probably could take him in the late 20s.
Where do they have Milroe potentially going? Like, is he second, third round guy?
No, he could be late first round.
They're saying late first? Wow.
I mean, who knows?
Obviously, there's a
billion mock drafts out there, but I mean, a desperate team like the Steelers drafted in the 20s, and they might take a shot.
I think 27 games at Alabama, obviously have something.
I think you could be successful with him as your starting quarterback if you build the system around him. You know, you run a lot of read option. Yeah. You're not throwing the ball 35 times.
I think Jalen Hurts, did you mention him?
Yes.
That might not be a bad comp.
I mean, he's faster.
He's faster.
But he's got that physical build, and I don't think he's an elite passer. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, his accuracy is probably a question, but he does have a strong arm.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, Bleacher maybe not report. That, but some of those games that you were watching, and he played really bad. The Vanderbilt game was one of the biggest upsets.
I mean, his first two throws there were terrible.
Basically in college football history. They were a huge 28-point favorite.
Alabama that weekend for a survivor.
They were a four-touchdown favorite. And then you said you were watching the Oklahoma game, too?
No, I watched a little Georgia game, which I think he did well.
Oh, the Georgia game, yeah. They beat Georgia. But, yes, he had some really bad games, but I think he just got better as a passer over the last 3 years because he just got more time and he just improved. But his specialty is his legs.
Bleacher Report has him as a projected third-round pick.
That's what I thought, and I didn't look at any projections.
Right.
But think about it. Didn't Joe Milton come in and play for the Patriots right at the end of the season?
He did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big dude, cannon arm. I'm not saying he's the athlete running.
This, though,
but you can.
Milton
you
can
put
run,
some.
Though.
Yeah,
he might not be a 4.37.
And he actually wasn't terrible in the game that he played.
He was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
if you go look at his game log.
So this guy's an athlete. He may not be a polished drop back quarterback, but the game is moving away from polished drop back quarterbacks.
For sure.
How many pocket passers are coming out anymore?
Yeah, it's not that you have to be a pocket passer, but you just, I don't know.
Joe Milton's one game was against Buffalo. They won 22 of 29, 241 yards, threw a touchdown, no picks. He had 10 carries for 16 yards and scored a rushing touchdown, too.
I don't know. I think you could build an offense with Jalen Milroe. I'm intrigued. I guess because of the combine and the physicality, and he's had success.
I hope he gets an opportunity. He seems like a really good kid, comes from a good family. I think he comes from a military family, but he just seems like a good dude. I hope he's getting an opportunity. I don't know who's going to draft him, obviously, but I hope he gets an opportunity at some point. He was very fun to watch. When he was on, he was very fun to watch.
You know how we say we don't get into sports debates with our wives? Mm-hmm. We had that discussion yesterday. Definitely don't get into sports debates with my wife, but occasionally with my son. He's a big what happened in college guy, not the combine. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I'm leaning on the combine because he was flummoxed that Richardson was drafted so high.
out of Florida. Mm-hmm. What was he drafted?
Like 5 or 6, yeah. I want to say.
Yeah. Pure athleticism.
I want to say 4.
Like pure athleticism. In college.
I want to say it was 4.
I forget else who he hates on, but here's a guy who, you know, maybe didn't do spectacularly great when you look at the passing numbers at Alabama, but started at Alabama for 2 years. Not so there's yet. Production there.
He got 27 right. starts, but compared to Jaden, who had 55.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Anthony Richardson would have been a better quarterback coming out if he had played more college. He didn't play a lot of college football.
Yeah.
If he would have played 3 years, he would have been a much better quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt.
JP, your Colts quarterback room is going to be fun with Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. Woo! Could be a long year in Indy. Could be a long year for your Colts.
Yeah, he's a huge Colts
I'm out fan. On Anthony Richardson.
They got to find
well,
a way
I think
to
they
use
are
him.
Too.
Yeah.
I don't know that I was ever in on him.
I mean, if you're just a few years into your career and the coach says you're in a competition with Daniel Jones for your job, things aren't going well. Things aren't going the way that they're projected to go.
My Colts fandom continued when they moved and then had the Peyton Manning years, then Andrew Luck. Since then, it's been bad.
Kind of fizzled.
It's waned. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeking out Colts games.
Trying to see when he had his...
Not a huge Jonathan Taylor mark.
His biggest pass... Well, he had a... Georgia had a big day passing. Threw for 374 yards.
Yeah.
So he only threw for over 300 a couple times. He did that in that Vanderbilt loss for 310. Everything else, I mean, the passing numbers are very modest. I mean, maybe only played a little bit, no? But like LSU, he only passed for 109 yards. Now, he ran for 185.
Yeah, 12 carries. That was their strength. But
if the Commanders didn't have Marcus Mariota and they had like a Nubber as a backup, you know, if they just had Jeff Driskel, I'd draft him in the fourth round.
Yeah, but it sounds he might go away before that.
Yeah, he fits the mold.
He'd be worth a mid-round flyer that you hope you can develop him into a starter at some point.
Well, I just want him to be a backup here, but...
He only, I mean, is 64% completions.
It's better than when he first started.
16 and 11 touchdown to interception ratios his last year.
He was very modest. He was much better his junior year.
Yeah, very modest numbers.
Yeah, but what's not modest is 20 tutties on the ground.
Yeah.
That is not modest.
And he does
a physical run. So he's not only got the speed, he's got that physicality.
He can run you over, too,
he'll
if he
lower
needs
his
to.
Shoulder on you. Yeah, for sure.
I think the right coach, the right system, he could thrive.
Potentially, yeah.
All right, so that was your
And your boy Arthur Smith, I'm some reason I got a Steelers vibe, likes to run.
I mean, maybe the Steelers would take a chance on him. We'll have to see. The NFL draft is less than a month away. Coming up next, we'll talk some college hoops with Randolph Childress, hoops analyst for ACC Network.